The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Lindabot here this morning. 7:05, March the 28th. Quickly running out of March. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room, which I'm trying to get into right now, just by going in and clicking in there. And it just says chat room. And just you know, sign up for that and hop in. We're also streaming live video from the magnificent and large studio of KCNR via livestream.com/freefireradio, and you can see us on the air, too. And today, as usual, we have Bad Bob, who is slowly but quickly stripping his clothes off. I don't understand that part,
well,
Bad Bob.
I sit right under the vent that feeds air into this room, and when it's running, it's like this cold blast running down the back of the neck, but when it's off, it gets to be kind of a spot over here with the equipment, you know. So, anyway, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you
I'm
doing?
Waiting for my introduction.
Okay, and speaking of...
And I'm going to take that thing away from you because you're going to break it.
I'm not going to break your computer. I'm not breaking your computer.
We need a new computer.
You know what? This is a hardened computer, so, I mean, I can do it. But speaking of somebody that has the her finger on the pulse of what's going on, here's
See,
Linda.
I have a Mac, and Macs never break, so I'm sorry to say it's always a PC-Mac war. Currently 47 degrees here. It is the 28th of March. Good morning, everybody in KCNR land, 707. And we're looking today with our forecast, a 50% chance of showers with a temperature of around 57 in the highs. Tonight, oh my gosh, it's 20% to the wind, just like I thought. I hope our fence is up in the morning. Slight chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 45. There's so much to talk about when we talk about the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, by the way. And every Friday and Saturday, they have music continuing out at the ranch up there. 474-5546, for reservations.
Good place for food and libation.
We have a lot to cover this morning. You know, really interesting, before we go to numbers, we're talking about what would you do if you won the lot. I mean, I'm sure that's on everybody's lips. And I was thinking about that on the way to work today. If it's the cash buyout, it's somewhere in the 300 millions or something like that.
425 million, I think it is. So $500 million.
So, you know, that's a lot of money, and how much would it really change your life? And you look and you read, some of the articles of how it's destroyed people's lives. They don't know how to handle the money, what they've done. And you know, it's really funny because the first thing that came to my mind was three or four different places that I would really like to see the money go to, that if I could control it, how I would do that. And, you know, just to be able to help breathe life into, you know, where people have gotten budget cuts. And so
here in Reading, you're talking about
here in Reading. Reading. Absolutely.
Set up a foundation here in Reading to
help. That's exactly what I said to you. I'd set up this foundation.
That's exactly what you said.
One branch would be for veterans. One branch would be for first responders. One branch would be for the hospitals. And another branch would be for education. That was just right off the top of my head. Those are things that have been cut, you know, to be able to have a, you know, board of people that could help look at the needs, do scholarship funds. But, I mean, we need to have the jail. We need to have our first responders with more cops. We need to have the veteran home built and more veteran facilities. For sure.
I think the best way to do that is to bring an industry in here or a business that hires like 3,000 or 4,000 people.
Or how about a lottery foundation?
A lottery foundation.
A foundation that would get, you know,
in fact,
that somebody won that, you
Linda
know.
Linda and I have given so much thought about this that for only 5% of the price For 5% of the lotto amount, we will help you spend that money.
And you know what else we would do? We would invest. And that's perfect.
Speaking
that's a perfect
of
segue.
Investment.
Chris Lasondak with our Wells Fargo advisor. What's going on in the market minute?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading. The markets are a little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1 point at 13,196. The S&P 500 also down 1 point at 1411, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 5 points at 3125. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 117 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 13 cents at 973, Dollar General up 19 cents at 4594, Nokia up 16 cents at 553, while AT&T is down 18 cents at 3146. Stocks of local interest, PG&E down 23 cents at $43.03, Safeway's down 8 cents at $20.33, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $12 even. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.2%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33. Oil's down $2.05 a barrel at $105.28, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $3.76 an ounce at $16.76.28, while silver's down 6 cents at $32.44. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Hey, we have the Wells Fargo Advisors at 710, 810, and 906 Monday through Friday. And if they're located out of Park Marina Drive, you need to talk to people about investments, go down and see Chris and Kathy and Susan and Josh and have them inform you about what's going on. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have got a lot of things going on here. And we've got
Julie Clausen's in the house.
Julie Clausen's here to talk about the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. But we've also got Catherine Bird coming in at 8 o'clock, who's running for district supervisor in District 4 here in Shasta County. And she's kind of a new one to the scene, so we've got a lot of questions for Catherine. And just a few other surprises we have. Health care, of course, is being argued up at the Supreme Court. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the Hilo crash, a militia group in Michigan, and, of course, a cartoon in the Record Searchlight. We'll be right back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, miss a day, miss a lot.
About customer service, well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Reading Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and, of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yes, the puppies are at play. Good morning, Curly 47.
Wait a minute. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn.
All right. Listen to that. phone on. Yep.
Good morning, good morning, Chat Pack. Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good morning, everybody. Here it is. Gosh, it's the 28th of March. Can you believe it? We're almost, and you know what? We are going to go. We were hoping that it was going to be warmer, but we'll just take what it is. And we are slotted to go squeak up into the squirrel wars up into, of course, to the up above Alturas. And that should be fun. We'll be reporting back to you at the top of the week on that one. 7:15 in the morning, if you're just tuning in. This portion of the show is brought to you by That Kitchen Place. Guess what? They are celebrating 8 years in business. Now, many of you I know are getting ready and pouring your cups of coffee and kind of like getting ready. This is the place. Easter's coming. Mother's Day is coming. And also on the 31st, which of course is this Saturday, if you go in and pay $2 for a raffle ticket, you will get selected for many, many of the items and the goodies that are on the table. So walk on into That Kitchen Place. That's on Hilltop Drive. Check out the good stuff that they're having. Help them celebrate. It's a local business here for 8 years, That Kitchen Place, Hilltop Drive.
Okay. Obamacare is in front of the Supreme Court. They're into, you know, they have allocated more hours to listen to arguments, 6 hours, than they have in something like 45 or 50 years about the health care. The question is, and this is one of the big ones that came out, what is the limits of our government? If the government, and this is from the justices, if the government can force you to buy individual insurance, can it can also tell you to buy certain foods like broccoli? Not that there's anything wrong with broccoli, but can it tell you what to wear? Can it tell you how much exercise you should have if this is part of it? This health care plan, this insurance plan they're talking about will bring 30 million more into the system, supposedly, and it will also change our health system. It'll be not an evolutionary change, it'll be a revolutionary change. So is the United States ready for that? Is the United States ready to see many of their doctors just stop? Much of their care go over to, not that they're not capable, up to a point, physician's assistants or nurses. Is the United States ready for that? Are we prepared? And for the cost of this? Now, what the justices can do, and in this case it'll be Kennedy. It sounds like if you've listened to both arguments, Justice Kennedy will have the final say on this because it'll be a 5-4. It does affect all Americans. I think this is something that this is probably one of the most important decisions to come down from the Supreme Court in many a year, many a decade probably. Okay, remember the helicopter crash that killed the 9 firefighters?
Yeah, I was a reporter at that time.
Well, you know, and we were there for a memorial for them. Yeah. We went in there because of our buddies from that crazy church, and I'm not even calling it church, that crazy group of people that comes in and protest. So I was up there with the Patriot Guard riders and across from them, but we were there for the memorial. Well, a jury up in Oregon has just awarded the wife and the pilot almost $70 million.
Oh, can we hear a round of applause for that?
Well, they said it was an engine. They had an engine had a malfunction.
Wow.
That the company knew about. Now, the company, of course, is saying, hey, they were overloaded, which may have been part of it. Maybe they were part. Maybe that was part of it. But once the engine fails, if that was the main cause of the crash. Anyway, the pilot that survived and the widow brought the lawsuit. A militia group in Michigan that was arrested a few years ago. In fact, at least two of them have spent 2 years in jail. The federal judge in the case just completely gutted the feds' case, the government's case, threw out everything, and acquitted them on all the charges except the case has got to go on with a couple of gun charges. Yeah, I mean, we're going to go back. We're going to look more at that. Why did they do that? I mean, was the case that bad? Was it an entrapment case where they brought them in? Was it that kind of argument that the government was using? Anyway, federal judge just threw it out completely. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about just a couple other things. I want to talk about if you having to show ID to take a test but not to vote, and about a cartoon in the paper today. That has gone, you know, it leads to much more serious questions when you look at a cartoon in a Record Searchlight, an editorial cartoon, not just, you know, not like, you know, Snoopy or something, an editorial cartoon in the Record Searchlight. Carl Lindebaugh, when we come back, too, you're going to do something.
Well, when we come back after this quick break, we do have two tickets that we're going to give away. Promised yesterday that's going to happen here in the next segment, so be waiting. Tickets for a very special upcoming musical production. KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Stett for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Oh, I love these bumps.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:23 in the morning, March the 28th. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're going to need your help in a couple minutes here.
All right, here. 7:23 in the morning, currently 47 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems. There's a deal right now till March 30th, of course, and again next month. But they're giving away a $300 tattoo to a veteran, and that is also for tattoo renewal. And that's right down the street in the corner of Market and Tehama. Go check it out. They have a very, very clean studio, a piercers and tattoo artist. That's Nathan's Anthems. Also, I promised before I was going to give away two tickets, which I'm doing right now, for the Cascade Theater's performance of Hairspray. This is for any performance that's going on March 30th, 31st, April 6th, and 7th. You and a guest can go to Hairspray. It's a fantastic first time ever to be at the Cascade Theater in the North State, the musical Hairspray. Give us a call right now at 605-4567 and win those tickets.
Cartoon in the paper today at the Record Searchlight. And you all know I like Record Searchlight. I don't agree with them all the time or, you know, half the time. Most of the time. Here it is. Two people standing there. Trayvon Martin the 17-year-old that was killed down in Florida by the home watch guy or by the neighborhood watch guy. That's who that is, in case you don't know. Trayvon Martin died because he was wearing something that provoked the gunman. A hoodie? No. Black skin. You know, this is this type of yellow journalism is what gives the media such a bad name at times. They're saying now that Zimmerman, in this case, shot the guy because he was black. No other reason. They didn't say anything about, you know, that Zimmerman was part of the home, you know, the watch, home watch, that, you know, as reports are coming out that he was attacked by Martin, that he got his nose broken, his head was being bashed on the ground. I mean, none of that came out originally. And still, it doesn't seem to make any difference to the mob, the mobs that keep running and looking for his head, you know, with, you know, a breakaway segment of the Black Panther Party. I don't know if you can have a further breakaway segment, but it is offered a $10,000 reward for Zimmerman's head. He is, of course, in hiding because his life has ended, too, according to one of his friends. It was unfortunate that Mr. Martin was killed, of course, but it doesn't seem like it seems like we've done, like the media has done, and I say we in the media, we're not what you call mainstream media, but it seems like they have leaped again to blame somebody because of their race. And here's the other thing. Zimmerman, and somebody needs to explain this to me, if out there, please do that. He's been described as a white Hispanic. And I'm not sure why that term is used, a white Hispanic. He appears white, but he's Hispanic in origin, I assume. So it's like they're trying to say, oh, he's Hispanic, but he's white, and that's why he killed this Mr. Why he killed Martin is because Martin was black, and he was wearing a hoodie. You know, Geraldo Rivera says, you know, if you're going to dress like a gang member, you know, you got to expect things might happen. Well, you know, that's a horrible explanation if you dress like a gang member, because half our kids in schools wear their pants down because they think it makes them look bad or whatever, you know, like, you know, in this gang type thing or, you know, gang.
Or they think Green Day is semi-wannabe.
You know, I mean, yeah, but it's the type of thing is if that's the case and that's open season, people are just wearing a certain type of clothes. No. What it is a case that's a tragedy that it happened, that it had to happen. But let's, you know, again, people are just screaming and running amok with pitchforks and torches to rush to judgment again. You know, the only thing you have to do is stop for a second, MSNBC and others, and say Duke lacrosse players. Duke lacrosse players, and remember what happened when they were tried in the media for rape, and found that the whole thing was not true. Wait till the case goes to court. You see other cases, people see it, and they automatically, as soon as they see it in the paper, they immediately say, "Oh, it's got to be true," without hearing what happened from everybody, from both sides. Oh, it's just got to be true. Well, no, it doesn't have to be true. Yet there's that other side. So in this case down here, again, a tragedy that somebody at 17 years old loses his life. But we have people that are losing their lives in Afghanistan on a regular basis that are 18, 19, 20. You don't have these massive marches that say, hey, why are we in Afghanistan? Why are we still in, what is the end result of what you want, President Obama, in Afghanistan? I mean, you don't hear that. And so, you know, to have this and make this a media circus, and for people to run down there so they can, you know, make money off this is just terrible. They want, by the way, the family wants to copyright the name I Am Trayvon Martin. They want to copyright that so they can control that. Now, I'm not sure why that is.
I Am?
Yeah, that's the type of thing.
Like everybody's person.
Yeah, that I am, you know, he was killed, but I am Trayvon Martin, too. I could be killed, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd also like to clarify, and I mean, when we say Obama, it always sounds like we're just taking stabs. It's the administration. You know, let's clarify the fact
that he is the administration.
Well, he is the figurehead.
No, he is the head of the Obama administration. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, the markets are searching for direction after a weaker-than-expected report on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was down 3 points. After a sharp drop in January, orders for durable goods climbed higher in February. Durable goods are products built to last 3 years or more, and this marks the fourth increase in 5 months. Orders rose 2.2% last month, but that number actually fell short of estimates. Shares of Express Scripts are on the rise. The pharmacy benefits manager says its nearly $30 billion purchase of Medco Health Solutions may close as soon as next week. The deal was originally expected to close in the second quarter and is still under review by the Federal Trade Commission. Apple has agreed to offer refunds to customers who bought its new iPad in Australia. The country's consumer watchdog accused Apple of misleading customers with its 4G claims. Australia's only 4G network operates on a different frequency than the iPad. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Casino April 14th for their Cool April Nights Show and Shine. Festivities begin at 11 a.m. in front of the casino. Enter your hot rod early. Just register at the River Club by April 9th and receive $5 free slot play. An exclusive Cool April Nights t-shirt and a food ticket. Best in Show gets $50 free slot play. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $2. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
I'm excited.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 7:35 in the morning, March the 20th. Good morning, my friends. It is. It's going to be quite a day out there. I don't think we're going to get the rain, but we're going to get some wind. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And, Linda, what is the weather going to be?
Okay,
today?
We have currently 47 degrees, 50% chance of showers with a temperature reaching around 57. Today it looks like we're going to have a chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 45. So a tempered day, actually, 20% chance of rain tonight. Wow, the winds are going to be 7 to 10 miles per hour. Don't even know what they were last night, but oh my gosh, that was great. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank, that was named 2011 Business of the Year. They were honored at the Chamber of Commerce recently, and they are wonderful. Local banks doing great work for your community, North Valley Bank.
You know, one of the things before we get to our guest here today, whom we're so happy
Julie
to
Clausen.
Have, Julie Clausen.
Hello.
Is that a helmet was stolen from the Shasta County Service Officer's office. And it's
off the wall.
Off the wall there.
It's and a shovel.
And it's a World War I helmet. If you happen to see somebody walking around that has one on his head and a shovel, you might want to.
And it's called a Doughboy.
It's called a Doughboy helmet because it's from World War I. Why do they call it a Doughboy?
Love to hear your input on
why,
what.
Why do they call
World War One
soldiers? Why were they called doughboys? I probably should know that, but I don't. And that was a good question that we had.
So anyway, while
you're thinking about that, while you're looking it up, because I'm too lazy.
We're getting into our next segment.
And we're getting our next segment.
But anyway,
why are the World War One soldiers called doughboys? Now, let's go to our special guest.
Which
Julie
is,
Clausen.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about
veterans.
Welcoming home our veterans.
Yes. This is our third annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day event this year. Well, events, I should say. We have two events that are distinctly different and special. One of the events is a memorial service for the 44 Shasta County Killed in Action Vietnam veterans out at the Igo Cemetery, the Veterans Cemetery. This year is going to be a bit special as well as remembering those 44. We have, by way of the Missing in America project, a soldier that they had identified who was killed in action in 1969. He was 20 years old. He was a medevac helicopter door gunner. And so he was killed in hostile situation. Like I said, in 1969. Well, his cremains were identified by Missing in America, and he's going to be getting his full service honors during the same ceremony. So that'll happen out at the cemetery. What'll happen for folks that want to be part of the escort and motorcade, they need to show up at the Veterans Hall by 9 a.m. this Saturday morning, the 31st, so they can get lined up. Kickstands up is 9:30, so they'll be out at the cemetery. The service itself starts at 10:30 in the morning. Run about an hour, and then there'll be an escort back to the hall where events will already be ongoing. We have opened the hall, Vietnam Vets of America Local Chapter 357, we'll have opened the hall to veterans organizations and other service and resource organizations to allow them to explain and provide benefit services and resource services to area veterans, their families, and education opportunities to local community at large. We're going to be having via Salvation Army. We'll be providing hot coffee and donuts in the morning, and then we have got what I think is absolutely the bomb. You know, Sons of Italy has been so good. You know, these guys are all over the map helping the community everywhere, and they help veterans. They help us. They've been cooking for us for the first 2 years, and we had donated hot dogs and chili and that kind of thing. And, you know, so they cooked it. And this year they said, you know what, guys, that's really not a Sons of Italy meal. So how about we provide for you our famous red sauce? So they are going to do a red sauce penne pasta meal for us with hot bread and salad. And this is going to be provided free to all comers. So what we're doing is an outreach to homeless and the working poor. veterans in our area of all generations, of all eras. And so, you know, that's something to come out about. You know, it's worth the price of admission, and the admission's free. So we're real excited, again, to have the program going on this year. We've had a question, you know, why are you doing this every year? Well, you know, every year more and more people are identifying themselves as veterans. Even if they are Vietnam-era veterans or even before. You know, maybe they say, well, I wasn't in combat, you know, I wasn't really a veteran, you know, I don't really think I have anything coming, you know, that kind of thing. And we'd like to explain that, you know, maybe you do. And we'd like to have opportunities for, you know, well, maybe you're a Pearl Harbor survivor and, you know, here's a group that can kind of plug you in. Or maybe,
anybody that served their country, whether it was in combat or not, is a veteran.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of things that they need to know about.
Exactly.
And including something just as simple as getting the headstone when they pass away.
But exactly.
We've got to take a break here. Julie Clausen is our guest. We're talking about Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans, and there was a presentation yesterday at the Board of Supervisors, from what I understand, at 9 o'clock. We can talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and about 7:45 in the morning, March the 28th. Doughboys, they got that name, according to Indie Guy, because as they were marching through the dust and the chalky dust in Mexico, the dust would cake them, and they would give them an appearance of being covered in flour, and then their name was called Doughboys.
We love that. We've
thanks,
just
Indie
got
Guy.
That information from our chat pack.
Yep. Thanks, Indy.
So, thanks a lot. Currently 47 degrees here in the downtown studios of KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by our veteran-friendly, very community-driven Tobacco and Brew, which is 2143 Hilltop Drive. Don't forget, till the end of this month is cookies and cream for a 20-ounce hot drink for $3, and also the Italian Roast Dark Flavor, Mild Body, Enticing Aroma, Portland Blend, Rich Flavor, Moderate Body, New Coffees. In the store.
Finest walk-in humidor
absolutely.
In the state, and Joe and Shelley are great people.
Tobacco
they
Brew.
Support our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And veteran-friendly. So welcome back to the program, Julie Clausen. Speaking
thank
of
you.
All of our veterans' events, and we've got something very important happening this weekend.
Yes, we do. We have Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, and again, that's it's our third annual event. Excuse me. And, you know, we're really looking forward to serving the community again. You know, I say this every year, but our national motto is never again will one generation of veterans abandon another. And I think it's become, you know, really ingrained in the Vietnam veteran to make sure that all eras of veterans are welcomed home. You know, maybe this is the first time somebody's, you know, heard those words, welcome home. You know, come on into the fold, brother, you know, or sister, you are one of us. And, you know, we especially want to make sure that the kids coming home today get the recognition and the welcome and the love and support that they need when they come home as well.
And, you know, Julie, and not to make this a political thing, but it kind of is in the sense that our Vietnam veterans were treated shabbily, as we know, in most cases. And, in fact, a lot of it just started coming out lately, really, as they've gotten older, is some people never even said they served in Vietnam. That's been a tour in combat.
Right.
Our men and women coming back, though, out of this war on terror that's been going on for 11 or 12 years at this point, you could say it's been going on a lot longer than that. Well, you can start it back in the 80s. They also need the support, as you just said, and you know the programs that were there to help them have been cut. You know that it's taking more and more outreach from private organizations, from veterans organizations, to try and reach out to them because the state and the feds haven't. The feds are backed up over a million cases
right.
backlogged just to help the ones that have been identified
right.
as having some concerns in the Veterans Administration system. So it's even more important that we have our veterans organizations and reaching out and to bringing them into the fold and identifying them.
Right. Exactly.
So
it's
like this thing that's happening, this event that you're having. It's for Vietnam veterans, but it's for all.
Yes, it is for
everybody.
All. That's why we have American Legion, VFW, WACFA Women's Army Corps, all these variety of organizations, service organizations that will be available to welcome home veterans of all eras, but also to welcome folks that may need services, may not know they need services, may not know they have services available. Like you said, the headstone, you know, and bringing in what you just said about some of the guys, you know, well, a lot of the guys, I'd even venture to say the majority of the guys that came back from Vietnam weren't treated very well.
No, the majority.
And in fact, there are so many that are buried without honors because the families were so bitter. They didn't even want to have their son, husband, you know, brother identified as being in the Vietnam War at all because of the situation at the time, the politics at the time. And so, you know, coming back, coming together and saying, you know what, we do recognize these guys for what they gave. You know, this kid that we're going to be memorializing on Saturday, he was only 20 years old.
Yeah, I saw a photo of him.
Yeah,
He's a kid.
He's a kid.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
Just like we have out there fighting right now.
And just like we were when we went in. You
just
know,
like
I went
we
in,
were.
I was 18.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, most of us.
Yeah,
most of us.
I was
well,
a baby.
You know what? They all are. you know,
some people aren't even driving at 18. We do have to take another break. When we come up, let's talk about the Boondocker Ball, which is a huge, wonderful event.
And talk about how we can get people where they have to go to, numbers to call, where they have to show up at when we come back.
Okay. We're going to take a break here at KCNR 1460.
About customer service, well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Fight and conquer. Good morning, welcome back. See, this is what happens. We talk at the break, and then we come out and we're live, and Julie's sitting there with her hands over her mouth. Ah! Well, this is what happens, you know.
No, but that's what happens, divide and conquer. We're talking about government programs, and we'll talk about that. It's not for a subject for today, but there's others. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Go down and visit Crown Motors Reading. Steve Roberts and the crew down there. You want a Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram? They are the dealership to go to. You know, buying a car is like probably the second largest thing you're going to buy, project you're going to spend money on. And why not keep the money local with people that care about you, that they're local people, that you can go down and talk to them about and get your cars worked on. They've got a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. And they take a lot of pride in what they do. That's Crown Motors Reading. Go down and visit them. Our guest, Julie Clausen, today we're talking, welcome home Vietnam veterans, but we're talking, you know, a few other things too about, things that are going on. And one of the things that's going on that same day in that evening is
the Boondocker Ball.
Boondocker Ball.
Absolutely. Okay, so we know that that is obviously this Saturday night, and it's at the Reading Jet Center. Cocktail hour is at 5:30, dinner's at 6:30, and of course, the Straight Ahead Big Band. This is a great night. I know my girlfriend Karen from Chameleon Costumes does a lot of, you know, go there to get your period costumes. It's a great time. Rosie the Riveter, Sailor, 40s outfit. I mean, I think one year you went as General Patton.
I did. I went as General Patton and had a great time.
Dancing all night
it's
long.
It's dancing, food, and that, and the money goes to a good cause there.
NorCal Veterans Museum.
The Veterans Museum, which is, you know, we've had Rob on before, and you know Rob Burrows, who was a was in Fallujah with me, so, you know, or I was in Fallujah with him. We're not sure, except I'm older. And he's taken on this thing to build this Veterans Heritage Museum, and a way to capture what's happened that our younger generations aren't going to see. And hopefully, wouldn't it be great if my grandkids never went off to war, and your grandkids, and then their kids never went off to war. But to not forget what brings it on, he started this. And here's a man that he did this out of his own willingness, his own thoughts. To do this, to make it work, and there's certain people out there that have attacked him for doing this. I mean, can you believe it? They've attacked him for doing something as selfless as this. Anyway, Boondocker Ball Saturday, and we're going to be talking about that some more. Anyway, Julie Clausen, we're talking about bringing, you know, welcome home our Vietnam veterans,
which is also this Saturday.
But let's go over the schedule real quick one more time.
Okay. The service out at the Igo Cemetery begins at 10:30 a.m. If you want to be part of the motorcade, you have to be at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street here in Reading by 9:15, so you can get lined up. The Veterans Hall will be open, doors open to the public at 10 a.m. We'll run till 3 p.m. We have free lunch cooked by Sons of Italy. They're going to provide their world-famous red sauce and penne pasta. Oh, I'm so excited.
I know. My mouth water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great. I mean, we'll have a band. We'll have some slides from previous events, and we'll have folks there that can be resources for veterans' benefits and, you know, things that they might need as well. We have the California Telephone Access is going to have a table there where you can go and sign up to get a special telephone. All you need is a doctor's note, and if you have a disability like a hearing impaired or visual disability, you need a special phone, they'll hook you up. No pun intended.
this is really cool. Julie, just before I would love for our listeners to hear a little bit about you, Julie Clausen, and your history.
Oh, yikes.
As a veteran.
Well, I went into the United States Air Force in 1974. I was fortunate enough or unfortunate enough not to get the job the recruiters promised me that I was going to have. So I ended up on the flight line and working on C-5A aircraft, which was our largest transport aircraft, still is. Love the plane. It's huge. It's gorgeous. I absolutely love that plane.
I flew into Desert Shield on a C-5. Myself and I had like 40 Marines out of a reconnaissance element. And that was us, just us on that huge plane.
So were you up in the troop compartment or were you down below?
No, up in the troop compartment.
It holds a gross. It holds 144 troops up there. And then down below, you know, you could put in multiple tanks and helicopters and, you know, and then all the supplies and whatnot. And it was actually first started to be a mobile command, which was terrific. I mean, the thing was absolutely full of computers and whatnot up in the cockpit area, and banks of computers. So it was just an amazing piece of cutting edge equipment at the time. I mean, you can figure 1974, shoot, that makes me an antique, you know. And
not really. No, not, but see, we're the same age. So 74, close to. And so, very close to the same era. But anyway, so you were 18 and you volunteered. You went in, and I think that's fabulous.
All
so.
Women volunteer. There's never been a woman drafted. All women.
We'll see if we can't fix that.
I didn't know that until right now.
Well, the draft's gone now, but what happens when they bring it back and they will?
Oh, they will.
They're going to have to.
If you have to sign up, if you have to register, that's always a possibility.
That's right. But they don't. I still don't think they have women registering.
Well, thank you
no,
for your
don't.
Service.
No, that's right.
And your continued service to
our community.
To reach out for the veterans, to help shine a light on veterans' issues here in the North State, and all that you do in your just huge amounts of work that you do here.
You and your husband.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Saturday, don't forget. Okay, when we come back after the news break, we're going to have Catherine Bird here, who's the running for supervisor, District 4. Is one of the four or five people that are running. And let's find out why Catherine's running and something about Catherine.
I also have two tickets for Hairspray. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. Be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's the final day of this.
Protect the Constitution.
At the Supreme Court. Protests outside, healthcare arguments inside. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live at the court.
Dave, here in front of the Supreme Court, the Tea Party prays. For some folks, these Supreme Court arguments are about more than just legislation.
Lord, there's so many things our country has gone astray. And we need to come back to you. We need a new revival.
But those wanting the law upheld don't feel any ill will. They just disrespectfully disagree.
Well, ultimately, what I think we want to try to do is use this as a teachable moment to let the American people know what's at stake, what they can lose.
Now, the justices here hearing two sets of arguments, whether the law can survive if people are not forced to buy insurance. In the afternoon, they'll talk expansion of Medicaid. Dave.
Evan, dealing with surging gas prices, President Obama wants to look into more offshore drilling. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The Interior Department is taking steps that could lead to the discovery of new domestic oil and natural gas reserves. Seismic studies off the East Coast will be permitted for the first time in decades. In fact, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says this is long overdue.
Our information, as I have said for the last 3 years, on the Atlantic is very old. It is 30 years old, and it is out of date.
These studies could help locate pockets of fuel in the Atlantic that have been previously unknown. But while a decision on seismic surveys is promised this year, the work will take years, and there's no guarantee drilling leases would be approved even if anything is found. Dave?
My gas is up another penny today. AAA's national average, $3.91, over $4 a gallon in 10 states. Newt Gingrich claims as president he could make gas cheaper, $2.50 a gallon. He's now running on the cheap.
Thank you. Have to respond to reality, and we had, cash flow is shorter than we'd like it to be.
Gingrich tells WTOP Radio he's downsizing his campaign, cutting about a third of his staff. Meanwhile, tomorrow, former President George H.W. Bush plans to endorse Mitt Romney. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries have amazing antioxidant properties, but eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements combining the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GNC.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
An open-air Catholic Mass in Cuba, led by Pope Benedict.
In the name of the Father, the Hijo, and
right in Revolution Square in Havana, the Pope pressing for greater religious freedom for Cubans. Later, he'll meet with former leader Fidel Castro. He's a consummate professional. That's how JetBlue's CEO is describing the captain who freaked out on a flight to Las Vegas yesterday, diverted to Amarillo, Texas.
We heard the word, like, they're going to bomb us. Other people heard him say something about Iraq and Afghanistan.
After his co-pilot locked him out of the cockpit and urged passengers to restrain the captain.
I got him turned around, and then other passengers jumped on. We all got on top of him.
Now, JetBlue says it was a medical situation and the captain was hospitalized. This was not the only incident in the sky yesterday. A passenger on a U.S. Airways flight from Charlotte to Fort Myers, Florida, reportedly got scared about flying, got out of her seat, and got violent, kicking, scratching, and spitting at the crew. She was finally wrestled to the floor and arrested after landing. They play ball. while most of their fans in Seattle and Oakland slept. And the Mariners beat the A's 3-1 in 11 innings in baseball's season opener in Japan.
Ichiro Suzuki plays for Seattle now, but here in Tokyo, he's the hometown hero. And he didn't disappoint, getting on base the first three times he came to the plate and an RBI. The mostly Japanese crowd here in the Tokyo Dome went wild. Earlier this week, players from both teams visited areas devastated by last year's tsunami. They put on a clinic for little leaguers and gave $500,000 to help rebuild a stadium. As for the season opener, the Mariners won in extra innings. In Tokyo, Mike Tuggle, Fox News Radio.
Off the field, the Los Angeles Dodgers have been tentatively sold to an ownership group that includes L.A. legend NBA star Magic Johnson. It's a $2 billion deal, a record for a sports franchise, but it still needs Major League Baseball's approval and the approval of a bankruptcy judge. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and DeBott, 8:05 in the morning, March the 28th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You want to chat and get in our chat room, as many of you have done this morning, and I'm looking over there. Just go to KCNR1460.com and hop into, just hit, you know, hear the show, and then you can get into our chat room. It's real easy. You don't have to even give your real name. However, we do have cameras on your computers, and we see what each one of you looks like. In fact, right now we're looking at Indie Guy, and Indie Guy, frankly, Indie Guy, I'm a little concerned about that outfit you've got on. Anyway.
Okay, let's go through the process here this morning. We are going to give some tickets away right away here in the morning, right here at the top of the morning. Two tickets that we have left here to give away. I want to make sure that you put it in your calendar for the musical Hairspray at Cascade Theater. I have two free tickets that you can choose any of the following. That would be this Friday or Saturday or next Friday or Saturday. Give us a call here this morning right now, 605-4567, for two tickets to Hairspray.
That's right. You can see Hairspray, the musical. All right. Okay. Now, we're going to, as soon as we finish up doing some other stuff here with Bob, we'll get on to the...
Yes, hold on, sir.
We'll do the Wells Fargo Minute whenever Bob, are we ready to go for that? We've got Bob doing six things right now. Are we ready to go
with
that?
Let's go to our Wells Fargo Moment with Chris Lasondak. Good morning. What's happening in the market minute, Chris?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are moving lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 39 points at 13,158. The S&P 500 down just about 6 points at 1,406, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 9 points at 3,111. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 204 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's down 11 cents at $28.08. Oracle up 14 cents at $29.49, Apple up $3.77 at $6.18.25, and Google's up $8.95 at $6.55.95. Stocks of local interest, PG&E down 31 cents at $42.95, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $12 even, and Tri-County's Bank up 15 cents at $17.24. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.19%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil's down $2.25 a barrel at $105.08, while precious metals are lower, with gold down $6.63 an ounce at $16.73.41. Silver's down 25 cents at $32.25 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back. We have our Wells Fargo Minute. Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Wells Fargo Advisors are located out at Park Marina Drive. If you have a question about what's going on in the market and the best way to spend all that available money, just go down and see the Wells Fargo Advisors. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, our guest is Catherine Bird, who is running for the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 4, and is she's got a number of promises that she's made to her constituents. And we want to introduce Catherine to the community because I don't know how much you've been out there since you've been here in Shasta County. But we're going to find out.
And we'll be taking your calls, of course, to live here as well as on the chat pack. You guys are flying by fast, but if you do have any calls and concerns or questions, do be call in live for Catherine Bird here. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, over Free Fire Media. Carl Lindebot and Bad Bob are here today. It's 8:12 in the morning. And if your computers, if you're not hearing the stream, it's because we just had to reboot because Windows, in its infinite wisdom, came back and gave us another update. And every time Windows updates, it just plays havoc with our computer. So we're in the process right now of restarting the computer.
You may have
March
to just
the 28th.
Do the good old-fashioned thing and go turn your radio on or do something, but always have a standby anyway with batteries. Currently 47 degrees here in the KCNR studios. We gave away hairspray to Gary. Congratulations. We're really excited about being able to have the opportunity here with our morning talk show to be able to introduce to you our listeners and our body of listeners here on KCNR land to get to know the people who are running for office. And in this case, we're talking and we'd like to welcome on to the show this morning Catherine Bird, who is running for Supervisor District 4. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, now, Catherine, this is a most of the people that are running for the supervisor position. You've heard their names before, and you're kind of a new person and a new name and a new face to the political scene here. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I know there was a newspaper article on me that said all this, but I'm a licensed attorney in both Texas and California, and I'm running both Texas and California. And I'm running because I love Shasta County. I believe that it has a tremendous amount to offer, that it's an incredible place to be able to raise your children and to be able to make your home. My husband and I have made the decision to do that, and I believe that with the right decisions and with courageous decision makers, that Shasta County can become a place where my children and my grandchildren will be able to make the same decision. They'll be able to stay here because of the full opportunities that Shasta County will provide for them. And I want to be someone who's able to work hard to see that happen. I have a vision for Shasta County that one day it will be a place where supervisors from all over our state and maybe even all over our country come and they ask, what did Shasta County do differently? How is it able to thrive in the midst of our current economic situation? I want to work hard to see that vision come true for Shasta County. I'm a licensed attorney in both Texas and California, and that's another reason why I'm running, because I think that our county is facing issues which are very legal in nature. And I think our Board of Supervisors needs to be able to have decision makers who have the ability to do legal research on their own, to have their own legal opinion and not have to rely on the opinions of a staff member. So that's something else that I want to bring to Shasta County's Board of Supervisors.
Okay, when you say legal decisions that Shasta County is facing, can you give us some examples?
I think one really good example is the Department of Resource Management and the issues that we're facing with what is their legal authority? Are they overstepping it? What's the Board of Supervisors' authority in regulating and reining in possibly that department? That's a very legal question that you've got to look at the policies that are in place and where the legal lines, the legal authority lines are drawn. And I think it's important that the Board of Supervisors has someone who has a legal education who can really look into that issue and come up with an opinion.
Do you consider a supervisor job being a full-time job?
I do. If I'm elected, this will be my number one priority. I promise to be the hardest working supervisor that Shasta County has.
Well,
that's a lot of conviction there.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about
that. No, there's a lot of conviction. But, you know, it's really interesting.
I'm not saying that could be... That can either be easy or hard, depending on which supervisor you're talking about.
And for those who can't see this online, Catherine is this young bundle of energy. I would say that you are a steep cup of tea, is what I would say, bundle of energy that's come in. I've met you for the very first moment today, right now. That's a fabulous come out. Line or come out statement. I would like to know how you got into law.
Yeah, I got into law after having worked in Washington, D.C. for the House Judiciary Committee. I have always had a heart for government, have had a heart for politics, and I went up to D.C., worked on the Hill for a while, and realized that if I really wanted to make a difference with our government and with our policies, I needed a legal education. So that's actually why I went to law school, was not to work in a big firm, not to make tons of money that way, but because I have a real heart to see changes occur through government. And I personally believe that in order to do that, you need to have legal backing and legal understanding. So that's why I went to law school.
Interesting. That's great. Okay, so if you were to say, before we take a break, I would like to hear, and I think we probably have heard, but if you had 3 minutes on a podium, what's your mission statement?
My mission statement is that I want my vision for Shasta County to come true. I want to work hard. I want to make the right choices. I want to make the hard choices. Be a courageous decision maker to see our future become a place where Shasta County is so thriving in opportunities, that this is a place where my generation has the opportunity to stay, to raise their families, to raise their children. That's my vision statement for Shasta County, my vision picture, and I believe that it's very possible that with the right decisions for that to occur.
Okay. We've got something, like you say, we've got some of the most beautiful country probably in this in the United States up here that's not being utilized, really. And part of it is the zoning and regulations and environmental fights that we take on, not necessarily right here in Shasta County, but, on the state level. Decisions are made by bureaucrats that we end up having to, fight about down here or try to implement in here. So one of them is realignment, or that 109, when they released the prisoners to our, all throughout the state and promised us money, but now we're having 300 new inhabitants, you might say, of Shasta County. What do you say about that?
I think it's a great example of our state trying to become more independent from our counties, our state having created these problems in our prison system and wanting and then forcing it back to the counties and asking us to really solve what the state has done with the prison system. And so I think in the short term, we need to support our sheriff in his efforts to try and make our county safe. But in the long term, I really want to see Shasta County start focusing on creating focusing on helping local entrepreneurs create jobs in our county, because I think the long-term answer is that we have to have revenue in Shasta County. We need to be pulling in money so we have the resources available when the state does things like realignment and when the state starts forcing more responsibilities on the county to clean up its mess, that we have the resources available to be able to implement and help fix what we're being forced to fix.
We've had several people coming in here that are, well, Mike Frank, who is a former CEO of a very large Fortune 500 company, like L3 Communications and all this, and he has said that the one thing that will fix every problem in this county is jobs. And he's not the only one that said that. There's been so many others. The one thing that will fix almost every problem in this county is jobs. So when we come back, we want to talk to you about that. We want to talk to you about rights of people in water, which is going on right now in Siskiyou County, but there's some questions around here about it. Of course, we always like to ask about the Second Amendment and a couple other things. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Catherine Byrd, running for District 4 County Supervisor. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A small town, but he's got a big time voice.
That's how I got to be this way.
Justin Moore, April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center, bringing the party from the backwoods to the concert stage.
Charlie, have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
Justin Moore.
I'm proud to say I love this place. Good old smile. Town, USA.
April 25th, 7:30 at Wind River Casino Event Center with special guest Whiskey Dog, Justin Moore.
He can't even bait a hook.
Get tickets now by stopping by the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at windriver.com. April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. The new album, Outlaws Like Me, available now.
He can't even bait a hook.
Don't miss Justin Moore live. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to CARS.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. CARS actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindebaugh, 8:22 in the morning, March the 28th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair. What can I say about it? A little ding in your windshield or a crack up to 24 inches. You go down and see Jeff Wurst, veteran and supporter of veterans causes and just our community right here in Reading. He's at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 241-8373. He guarantees his work. and he's good at it. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Our guest this morning is Captain Bird, who is running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 4. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
You're here for the whole other half of the show till 8 o'clock or to 9 o'clock. So we are taking your calls. If you have a call for Captain Bird, call us at 605-4567. We'll put you on live and you can ask a question. When it comes to your flyers, Catherine, you have one of your bullet notes is to be a voice for Shasta County in lessening environmental regulations and stopping the erosion of our legal water rights.
Yes. I believe one thing that I really want to do as county supervisor is that I want to start finding ways to bring revenue back into Shasta County. I think that's huge. And one, I know that Shasta County used to be a thriving area back when there wasn't these environmental regulations, before the spotted owl, and before we saw a lot of the decline with our logging. And so I believe that a role of a county supervisor, especially in Shasta County, is to be a voice to start doing things at the state level, even at the federal level, to try and lessen those regulations so that we can have the ability to go back, do more logging, bring more of those resources in. We have great natural resources in Shasta County, things that should be making us a prosperous area. But instead, because of these environmental regulations, we don't see that happening. So I want to be someone who is able to fight hard to see those environmental regulations lessened.
Well, up in Siskiyou County, they're fighting the big fight right now over the water. And, you know, of course, that's going to be working its way down. And we're talking about regional water plans and all this. But right up there in Siskiyou County, it's the Department of Fish and Game that's going after the water. And every elected official in the North State is against this. Yet it seems like, it's like a vampire that just keeps, feeding on the blood of its citizens and getting bigger and stronger. What's your thoughts on the, of course, after I preface it like that, yeah, I guess you could tell me, well, no, I think it's pretty bad, too. No, I mean, it's, but up in Siskiyou County with them wanting to take the water rights away. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's awful. I think that our citizens need to become aware of what's actually happening with our water, that we're facing another spotted owl situation where the state government is trying to come in and take one of our best natural resources, our water. And I believe in grassroots effort. I believe in the ability of these citizens to stand up and to see it stopped. So I think that at the county level, we need to start making our citizens more aware of what is happening to their water, that it's a real threat. There was a federal court case, about a year and a half ago, where a federal judge came out and said that when dealing with our water rights, Southern California has the legal right, according to this judge, to get in a time of drought, to get as much water as they normally get, even if it leaves Northern California without any water. I think that's a horrible decision. I think that our citizens need to start rising up at a county level to see our water rights protected.
Some people are trying, and I'm not quite, I've got to get more information on it, but there's a regional water board that people are saying, this all join this and we have more rights with it. Other people are saying, wait a minute, as soon as you join this regional board, that you're taking away the individual's rights for water. Have you looked at that at all?
I've looked some into it. I can say that I don't believe jumping in without knowing the full consequences. I think we've seen a lot of that happen with our natural resources. And so especially with the attack that there is on our water, we need to make sure that we're not jumping into things that are going to give away our rights.
Catherine, having lived here just a few years, mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that in the next hour or next half hour, but one of the subjects that always comes up is the Second Amendment. What's your thoughts on the Second Amendment and in the county of Shasta?
I fully support the right to carry. I'm from Texas, so that shouldn't be highly surprising to you. But yeah, support the Second Amendment and the right of citizens to carry concealed guns.
When we come back, we have the whole last part of the show to talk about issues with you. I want to go back again, and you said other parts of your family live here.
Yes, that's true.
So you've always had kind of a, knowledge of Shasta County besides moving here and making a decision to raise your family here. You were from Texas, but your sister and family live here.
Yeah, she's been here for about 5 or 6 years. Her and her husband with their two sons, they are 3 and 1.5 years, live here. So I'm a proud aunt, and I love being able to be close to my family in the area.
And is that why you moved to Redding? Is that the only reason? Or
my husband and I, I'd graduated law school, and we were looking for kind of some changes in our life. We wanted to move somewhere, love Texas, but didn't really see it's where we wanted to raise our family. So we moved to Redding, and we did that because there was a family connection here. And I'd visited so many times. I just loved the area. I could not get over how breathtaking beautiful it is.
So were you here in August?
Yes.
Yes,
but coming from Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Let me tell you,
right.
This is great.
What part of Texas were you in?
I came directly from Waco. I've spent some time in Houston, Texas, and Dallas, Texas. Houston, the humidity is horrible.
Yeah.
Love the dry.
Right. I'd like to ask you when we come back after Fox News, District 4, where does District 4 cover? And we would like, you know, we have a couple minutes. Well, I suppose we can just go to that now. Tell us about District 4.
Yeah. District 4 is on the north side of 44, the east side of 5, out to about Palisadro, and then up through Shasta Lake City.
Yeah, the and Linda Hartman was the district supervisor there, and Linda was very well loved and respected up there. And one of the things she always did was support the veterans, and that's a very important thing up here in Shasta County. And
20,000 some.
Yeah, at least.
We got like a minute left.
One of the offices we have is the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, which has been kind of it's been funded, of course, by the county. And when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about that and see your feelings about that office and the work they do. Plus, we want to talk about a number of other, like the jail. Should we get to jail? And the aspects of bringing new businesses here, because you'd mentioned that and some ideas that you might have for that. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're talking to Catherine Bird, who is running for the position of supervisor in District 4 here in Shasta County. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Can the Obama administration's health care reforms hold up without requiring Americans to buy health insurance? That's what's been argued this morning inside the Supreme Court. Outside,
Obamacare has got to go.
There were demonstrations again on both sides of the argument.
Lawmakers should protect our health care. The Supreme Court should do the same.
The court's hearings into the Affordable Care Act will end with this afternoon's questions over the expansion of Medicaid. A ruling on the constitutionality of the health care law is expected in June. In Cuba this morning, Pope Benedict celebrated Mass in Havana's Revolution Square and, without calling out the government by name, said there are those who impose their truth on Catholic followers trying to live in freedom. The Pope flies back to Rome tonight after finishing a trip that earlier took him to Mexico. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back. Somebody's calling us? Is that what's going on here?
Currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. They are taking TRICARE, happy to announce that. They are going to, we'll see you at the Hilltop Medical Clinic, of course, on Hilltop Drive. Right next to the Country Kitchen, as well as on Eureka. And that's where we go. And we need to go to get emergency health care or last minute. We go to Hilltop Medical Clinic. And, again, they're taking TRICARE.
Which is new for people that are under the
military.
TRICARE system. Mm-hmm. Finding good doctors that take TRICARE is important. And now Dr. Mark Pierce and his gang do it. I don't know if you can call a bunch of doctors a gang.
Sure.
You call a bunch of cats a clobbin. We found that out last night. A clobbin of cats. So I don't know why people would have a clobbin of cats.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Let's welcome John. John, it's been a while.
How are you? You have a question for our guest, Catherine Bird.
Good morning, Carl.
John, Linda.
You know what? We missed you. Where you been, man?
Hey, I have been down in the Bay Area visiting with my grandchildren and having a fantastic time. I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
Okay. Make that soon.
My grandson came in second in the Pine Box Derby races, and he's happy. But when I said to him, congratulations, he said, I didn't win.
I like that already in your grandson.
Yeah.
Little competitive guy.
Okay, now. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Listen, the state has given the go-ahead on the grant proposal that the sheriff presented to them for $35 million for the jail expansion. But it's come in, of course, without the provisions to operate the facility. And it's got a $6.5 million annual price tag to operate. And we have absolutely no money in the county to operate the existing jail we have, let alone a new facility. Two things about this. First of all, if it was built and we didn't fund the operation of it, it would revert to the state to utilize whatever way they chose to. The second thing is the Board of Supervisors gave the okay for the sheriff to go ahead and present the proposal for the grant, but didn't give him approval to go ahead and have the construction. How do you feel about this? And if you're elected, would you go ahead with the grant for construction and allow it to happen, or would you vote against that acceptance of the grant and deeding that property to the state? A lot of questions there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for that,
yeah.
John.
He writes them down and then articulates them well.
As many should. Okay.
Well, John, I don't support spending money that we do not have. That's a very much of a core value of mine. So, I would support, though, taking a look at the budget, seeing if there are other areas we can pull money from to be able to to be able to pay for the operation cost each year. I would love to see that happen because I do think we're having an influx of inmates, obviously because of realignment. But if we can't, then I would vote no on the new jail because we cannot spend money that we don't have. It'll only get us into problems.
I appreciate that, and it sounds like you are going to run a bid on a campaign of fiscal conservancy.
That's true.
good, because I don't think we should spend money we don't have either, and that is what has got the country in a mess, and it's going to get the county in a mess if it continues.
Yeah.
Thank you for your answer, and hang in there. I hope you do well.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, John, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Carl.
Thanks, John.
Thank you soon.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, our guest is Catherine Bird, who's running for the district supervisor position in District 4. Okay, we've talked about the, this is one of the largest recreational areas in the state, is up here, is in your district.
Yes.
And you talked about bringing in new businesses. What kind of plan do you see? I mean, you don't have to give us the specifics, of course, but if you're going to be one of our supervisors, the first day when you hit the ground running, it's like, what would be one of the first things you do to help build the economy here?
I will focus on making Redding a more business-friendly environment. I think that means we need to start looking at lowering our fees, easing our regulations. We need to create an environment in this county where local entrepreneurs have an easier time creating jobs for us. I think that that's huge in our county. So that would be one of the first things I would try and do.
I think what you're seeing here with some of the chat pack and some of the comments is, the good old boy system. Here's this young, very energetic, legal background, somebody who's coming in and saying, okay, I really, the spotted owl was something as I knew people whose families came up in the lumber industry, absolutely devastated, everything that they had by losing their jobs because of the spotted owl, which now we see, in Safeway parking lots.
Yeah, well, they are in the Safeway parking lots, but they're also expanding. They're planning on, they're talking about expanding the area around the spotted owl, which is going to touch on millions of acres, including at least 1 million of privately owned woodland. But we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Churn Creek Bottom and the fact that the plans are there, at least right now, to put a mall in that area. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Catherine Bird, running for District Supervisor and District 4 of Shasta County.
Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss the 2012 Boondocker Ball to benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. March 31st, join your friends for a 1940s USO-style event at the Redding Jet Center at Municipal Airport with social hour at 5:30 and dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Music provided by the Straight Ahead Big Band. Tickets are on sale now at Jones Ford on East Cypress and Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop. You can also call 378-2280. More information at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi,
I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 844 in the morning, March the 28th. It is 530-605-4567 if you have a question for our guest. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and Lon will give you great haircuts. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. And you know what? Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Walk in there, sit down, have a great conversation with your friends, and a great haircut.
Somebody asked Cypress Square Barbershop.
Yeah, Bad Bob. Did somebody call in yesterday?
They said,
I didn't own the place. That's not what they said.
No, someone called the barber shop when I went in the other day for my own excellent haircut and said, can you get a message to Carl for me? And they're like, we're his barber, not his answering service. So
answering service.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
okay,
Cypress
Square
red
Barber
phone
Shop.
In the corner, and it's Carl Bott's hotline.
Well, you know what? It's going to hang out there, and I make my bets, you know, on the off track stuff, you know, and you know that's right. That's where my other office is, really. Cypress Square Barber Shop off Athens Avenue. Hey, our guest Catherine Bird, running for supervisor, and Catherine is how old are you, Catherine?
I'm 28.
28. So which means you've lowered the average age of everybody running by 5 years.
Yeah.
There's something like that. Okay. Catherine, let's talk about Churn Creek Bottom. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of opposition. The Hawkins Development Company bought the land. And it's kind of a quandary for a lot of people because we're talking about the individual's rights to do what they want with their property that they bought. And then, but, you know, balanced against the people out there in Churn Creek Bottom about saying you're going to ruin our way of life. And in the middle of this is the county. And they voted 5-0. County supervisors to put them all in there. What's your opinion about what's going on out there?
Yeah, I understand the concerns of the people of Churn Creek Bottom. I really do. Especially though, when we're looking at the proposition that's on the ballot in June, I think that we're looking at stopping development on too much land for too long. I don't know if citizens are really aware of actually what that ballot measure is going to say, but it says that essentially from, I think it's Riverside down to Bonnie View and then out to Sacramento River and on the other side almost to Airport Road, that for that entire area, it would say that we essentially can't develop land on it for over 20 years. I think that is a lot of land to be tied up, especially when Shasta County is in the economic situation that we're in, and we need to be bringing in jobs, and we need to be bringing in new development. So especially when we're dealing with that ballot measure, I think that I would hope that there would be a way where the county could sit down with the people of Churn Creek Bottom and come up with a less extreme measure to really meet their needs. I would love to see that happen.
Okay. So essentially, right now, that the problem that you're having with it is that under this new, and here's when we do start doing propositions, is that it sometimes the way they're written makes a huge difference. Like this one is all this land for 20 years, as opposed to looking at a specific piece of land, you know, for, you know, right now. One of the questions, and I would ask, some of the questions coming in from the chat room, or you wouldn't really know this, is who they bought the land from and all this, so that's not fair to ask. The Veterans Service Office here in town is funded by the county, and they work directly for you. Yeah, Larry Lees manages it, but from what I understand, from what I've read of who works for the county supervisors,
they work for you. For every dollar that is spent on the county veteran service office, they bring in three. If anything, it's one of the few places in the county that actually you can show a profit from. Are you familiar with the office itself?
To a degree, yeah.
All right. The one thing that we have is so many veterans here. Mm-hmm. Your thought on this, and they're talking about, but the veterans home right now is built, but we can't get into it. What's your thoughts on that? What kind of impact could you have as a county supervisor on this?
I think that's awful when we're dealing with the veterans home. I know that's a lot more state than it is county, but I believe, once again, that county supervisors can be a voice in that issue, and I would love to see, if I'm on the board, I would love to see me be a voice for the veterans. I fully support our veterans. My grandparents were veterans. I have some friends, several friends who are currently serving overseas for our country, and I believe that they've done a lot to protect us, and our duty is then to support them and help them when they're coming back from overseas. So I would love to see our veterans office do that.
Okay, Catherine Bird is our guest this morning, running for District 4, which, of course, has been Linda Hartman's district. And, we have elections coming up, and we have every candidate on. How can someone get a hold of you? Do you have a website, and where are you next?
I do have a website. It is votecatherinebird.com. Feel free to email me at votecatherinebird@gmail.com. You can even call me at 530-238-5297. I would love to hear from you. Love any thoughts, any concerns.
And where are you next? I mean, what kind of forum? Do you have a forum set up where you will be? I know that you recently were at the Tea Party, and I heard that was a really, of course, they covered it and said it was really wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was fiery. Not just you, but just the whole, the evening in itself. Where are you next?
I'm working on setting up some meet and greet opportunities for me, some coffees, so anyone can come, meet me, find out who I am, what I'm about, and those specific dates and times will be posted on my website, which is votecatherinebird.com.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here and come back and get Catherine's last thoughts on these things, and then we'll talk about what's going on tomorrow.
Any other issues you want to call? Yeah. YS Live here, 605-4567. We have got 10 minutes left in the program. Give a call to Catherine. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the Internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Well, I won't.
We don't back down here, even though the people have said that a couple of times. 8:53 in the morning, March the 28th, Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Don't forget, Cookies and Cream is the special coffee of the month. 20 ounces for just $3. And, of course, they have new coffee beans, the best deal in town for coffee beans, coffee accessories, espresso joes. And inside of Tobacco and Brew is also the largest and the most beautiful walk-in humidor in the North State.
Best prices on tobacco products that you're going to find in this town. They're locally owned, and Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Catherine Bird, who is running for district supervisor, District 4 for Shasta County. Is this your first time you've run for office?
It is, yes.
Wow, that's just, you know, let's just jump right in there, too, huh? And
yes.
You must have given it a lot of thought.
I did. The decision to run wasn't something that I just made overnight. Instead, pretty much for the last maybe 10, 15 years, I've thought a lot about running for office. And when I moved to Shasta County, especially when I passed the California bar, I started thinking a lot about how can I use my law degree to really bring change to this area. And so when I heard that Linda Hartman wasn't going to renew or wasn't going to run again, I saw this as the opportunity to really do that.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, you're live on the air. Casey and Artie, do you have a question or a comment for Catherine Bird?
I have a real quick comment here. Actually, it's really great to hear that you've got young people who are going to step up and fill the shoes and do something for the politics instead of all the old people doing it. And that her youth will spur on the young people to get involved in trying to save their country.
Great comment.
It is, right. You know, and the thing is we kind of joke around about it, but you're absolutely right. And about the changes. And
right.
You're probably the youngest person running, you know, for any position in the whole district and
Shasta County
in the city and anything by a decade or two.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's
Thanks,
go to
Jim.
Matt on line Thanks, two. Jim. Matt, good morning.
Yes, hello. This is Matt. I had a question for Catherine.
Okay.
Catherine, I like what you're saying. It sounds good. My concern is that most of your adult life has really been spent in the university system. And I'm wondering, you know, what do you have to say about that? You're kind of new to the area. We don't really know much about you or your background other than that you've been spent in the university system.
Well, I did spend some time.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you for that question. I did spend some time working in D.C. and got some hands-on experience about how government works and things that we can do through government to make a difference. So it hasn't all been learning, and there has been some hands-on experience there as well. But as for being new to the area, I believe in being a fresh voice and a fresh perspective in Shasta County. In law school, my professors would often ask me if I was having a hard time figuring out a problem or a situation, finding the right answer to it, they'd always say, take a step back and look at it from a new perspective. Ask someone's opinion who knows nothing about this case. And it would be in those moments that I'd find the creative solution. So I believe that I look forward to working with people who have lived the history of Shasta County, but I also think that I can bring a fresh perspective and help us find some creative solutions to these complex situations.
Okay. Our guest has been Catherine Bird, who is the running for district supervisor, and you're being new and not well known around here, are you running a shoestring campaign here, or are you got backings of millions of people that are sending in dollars here?
Wish that was true. Nope, a lot of it is just myself, and I'm gaining supporters, gaining people who can come up around me and help me. But currently, a lot of it is me and my husband, which I like. I like that we're not tied down to someone.
Okay. That's cool. So, again, let's go to your website. People who need to email you, and you're available to meet and greet. That's the most important thing. People see you face on, get to know what you're about. Like you said, email Catherine with your ideas, your questions. We really need to get to know the candidates, and we have some months here to be able to do, like, who are you? So, again, website.
Yes, votecatherinebird.com. And feel free to email me at votecatherinebird@gmail.com.
And Catherine is with a C, by the way.
Correct.
I may have spelled it with a K, but it's with a C. Votecatherinebird.com is her website.
And it's B-I-R-D.
Yes.
And thanks so much for being with us today, Catherine.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we're going to have Mike Michalak on from the Fly Shop. We're going to be talking resources, natural resources, and natural resource development. And why aren't we using the natural resources we have right here in Shasta County that we could develop easily? You know, that that would bring in, you know, a lot of income to this area, which is one of the big things that we do. Of course, then Trish Clark will be joining us tomorrow. I believe Trish will. I'll give her a call afterwards, but I think she's coming in tomorrow. I know it's every other Thursday, and I get confused.
And tomorrow night at 4 on the Spot with Linda Bott, we've got Wade Riggs and a bunch of great directors that and theater stuff that's going on in the North State. We have some great productions
going on. Yeah, the other thing I want you to say is write it down on your calendars right now, April the 18th. April the 18th, Assembly B Budget Subcommittee number 4. At 1:30 in Sacramento, they're going to be voting on funding the Veterans Home. And I think that we ought to take a bunch of us down there. So we're going to start talking about gathering ourselves, getting some buses, and heading down and making a statement to the Senate Budget Committee on that day, April 18th. So we're going to be talking a lot more about that here in the next week or two. But put it down, April 18th, 1:30. I want you all, if you're going to head down there. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me.